That's the one we're just about to leave, sir.
Then it's high time we embrace them, don't you think?
Good point, sir.
Now I must fly, said the bursar. Except that I mustn't.
Lord Vetinari, the patrician of Ankh Morpork, poked at the ink in his inkwell. There was ice in it.
"Don't you even have a proper fire?"
said Hunon Ridcully, chief priest of Blind Io and unofficial spokesman for the city's religious establishment.
"I mean, I'm not one for stuffy rooms, but it's freezing in here."
"Brisk, certainly," said Lord Vetinari. "It's odd, but the ice isn't as dark as the rest of the ink. What causes that, do you think?"
"Science, probably," said Hunon vaguely.
Like his wizardly brother Arch-Chancellor Mustrum, he didn't like to bother himself with patently silly questions. Both gods and magic required solid, sensible men, and the brothers Ridcully were as solid as rocks, and in some respect as sensible.
"Ah, anyway, you were saying..."
"You must put a stop to this, Havelock. You know, the understanding..."
Vetinari seemed engrossed in the ink. "Must, Your Reverence?" he said calmly, without looking up.
"You know why we're all against this movable-type nonsense?"
"Remind me again. Look, it bobs up and down."
Hunon sighed.
"Words are too important to be left to machinery. We've got nothing against engraving, you know that. We've nothing against words being nailed down properly. But words that can be taken apart and used to make other words, well, that's downright dangerous. And I thought you weren't in favour either."
"Broadly, yes," said the patrician.
"But many years of ruling this city, Your Reverence, have taught me that you cannot apply brakes to a volcano. Sometimes it is best to let things run their course. They generally die down again after a while."
"You have not always taken such a relaxed approach, Havelock," said Hunon.
The patrician gave him a cool stare that went on for a couple of seconds beyond the comfort barrier. "Flexibility and understanding have always been my watchwords," he said.
"My God, have they?"
"Indeed. And what I would like you and your brother to understand now, Your Reverence, in a flexible way, is that this enterprise is being undertaken by dwarfs. And do you know where the largest dwarf city is, Your Reverence?"
"What? Oh, ah, let's see. There's that place in—"
"Yes, everyone starts by saying that, but it's Ankh Morpork, in fact. There are more than 50,000 dwarfs here now."
"Surely not."
"I assure you, we have currently very good relationships with the dwarf communities in Copperhead and Uberwald. In dealings with the dwarfs, I have seen to it that the city's hand of friendship is permanently outstretched in a slightly downward direction. And in this current cold snap, I am sure we are all very glad that barge loads of coal and lamp oil are coming down from the dwarf mines every day. Do you catch my meaning?" Hunon glanced at the fireplace. Against all probability, one lump of coal was smouldering all by itself. "And of course," the patrician went on, "it is increasingly hard to ignore this new type of printing, when vast printeries now exist in the Agatian Empire and, as I am sure you are aware, in Omnia. And from Omnia, as you no doubt know, the Omnians export huge amounts of their holy book of Om and these pamphlets they're so keen on."
"Evangelical nonsense," said Hunon. "You should have banned them long ago."
Once again the stare went on a good deal too long.
"Ban a religion, Your Reverence?"
Well, when I say ban, I mean—"
"I'm sure no one could call me a despot, Your Reverence," said Lord Vetinari severely.
Hunon Ridcully made a misjudged attempt to lighten the mood.
"Not twice, at any rate.
I'm sorry?"
"I said, not twice, at any rate.
I do apologise, but you seem to have lost me there."
"It was a minor witticism, have my lord."
"Oh, yes,"
said Vetinari, and the words withered in the air.
"No, I'm afraid you will find that the Omnians are quite free to distribute their good news about Om. But take heart. Surely you have some good news about Io?"
"What? Oh, yes, of course. He had a bit of a cold last month, but he's up and about again."